live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show, taking place live at PAX. So hopefully some of you are listening to this over podcast, but right now I'm actually talking about it live here at PAX in Washington. We have three contestants, because we're going to run the Treasure Box Video Game Show today, the Chatterbox Treasure Box. Nate's here with me, of course, helping out. He just can't talk. Hi, Nate! He says hi. All right, so we're going to start this very, very quickly. First, we're going to go to our three contestants. I'm going to say hello, and you tell me your life story, and that's about it. What's your name, sir?
My name would be Norn Rad from the Shiz Forums. Mini bosses for life.
I love the mini bosses, too. You heard they do music for the show now. All right, excellent. And our contestant number two.
I'm Josh from Bellevue. Ninjas for life.
Yeah! Fairies for life over on my side. I like the fairies and the bottles and the free life. All right, contestant number three, dressed conservatively as Mario. What's your name, sir?
I'm Joe Leonard. I'm from Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington. And I'll just say video games for life.
Word to your mama. All right, so we have three very lovely contestants. Tried to get a lady. You all look like you could have fit the bill in another life. All right, Nate, let's open up the door to the Chatterbox Treasure Box. Here it is. So, you all can see we have six categories. Console, arcade, PC, hardware, people, and potpourri. You all know what potpourri is? Excellent. All right, so we're going to start off with contestant number one. If he can't answer the question, we'll go to contestant number two. He's allowed to steal, and then go to contestant number three. Regardless of how it turns out, the next person to receive the question is contestant number two. Here's the radio. We don't have buzzers. Nobody can see you jamming on those things. All right, so we're going to start right off with contestant number one. Which category would you like?
Gonna have to go with consoles for 100.
Consoles for 100, Nate. And the question is, real easy, what is the Konami code?
It's up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. BA. Select start if you want two players.
The select start is additional. You're right, it's not part of the code. You got that right, so here you go, 100 points. That's for you. Now, to the audience, there's, of course, the bonus question. What game popularized that code? You, sir, in the Red Metroid shirt, I saw you first.
Contra.
It was, in fact, Contra. And thank you. Bring that back at the end, sir. All right. Let's go back to the main selection here. Click a corner, buddy. Click a corner. Way to go. Contestant number two, what would you like?
I'll go for Hardware 100.
Hardware 100. 100 levels are always easy questions. You may have heard this before. What name, and think twice about this, what name did Sega give its portable Genesis system?
That would be the Nomad.
The Sega Nomad, not to be confused with the Game Gear, which of course has nothing to do with the Genesis system. So there's 100 points for you, and I don't want the audience to get too used to this. We only have a few bonus questions. We just happened to choose two of them in a row. Dude, I didn't even ask the question. The bonus question for the audience, tell me one of the two very useful features built into the Sega Nomad system, which has not been available on any portable system since then. I don't see hands. I don't see hands. There you go, sir. I'm not going to hear you with the mic, so just tell me.
You can plug in a Genesis pad to it for two players.
You can plug in a second Genesis controller directly into the system. That is, of course, correct. Now, the other useful feature that the Nomad had, no other system had, is the fact that you can plug it directly into a television. So you can play on the TV without having the actual Genesis system. Very valuable. Everyone's wanted that in every Game Boy since the beginning of time. Next question, please. On to contestant number three. What would you like?
I'll take people for 100.
Going to go with people. You guys are kind of scared. You don't want to go with the high-level questions. All right, this is easy, and I might have to do a qualifier. Who is the greatest game designer of all time? Now, something tells me the Mario contestant may get this right. I should qualify saying, of course, in case you guys didn't pick up on it, Super Mario 64 was actually the greatest game of all time. You might disagree, but you're wrong. Who is the greatest game designer of all time, contestant number three?
That would be Shigi Miyamoto.
Shigeru Miyamoto! Miyamoto-san is totally correct. There's 100 points for you. So far, we're 3 for 3, folks. We're going to go on to contestant number one again. Which category would you like?
Going to have to go with consoles for 200.
Console for 200. In which Sonic the Hedgehog game was Super Sonic introduced? Say that into the mic, sir.
That'd be two.
Sonic the Hedgehog number two, also very correct. Thank you very much. He was introduced in number two. You know what color he was, folks? He was absolutely yellow. That's right. There you go. Bonus question. All right, we're going to go to contestant number two now. Which category would you like, sir?
I'll go hardware 300.
Oh, getting ballsy. I guarantee not all of these are easy. Hardware for 300. Name either of the two U.S. consoles that allowed games to be played from slim credit card style media.
That would be next, TurboGrafx-16.
Do you know what the other one was, just out of curiosity?
No.
All right, so he answered correctly. One of the two systems was the NEC TurboGrafx-16. That was worth 300 points. Did I see someone else knew the other one? The Sega Master System, only version number one, not one or two. Or I'm sorry, two or three. There you go. Sega Master System also had credit card style media in addition to the cartridge. TurboGrafx was only credit card and then CD later on. All right, we're going to move on to contestant number three. So far, 5 for 5. The pressure's on, buddy. We've got someone with 400 points. What would you like?
I'll take console for 300.
Console for 300! All right, console for 300, possibly the first mature-rated game. What title did Nintendo surprisingly allow to be released for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, fully uncensored, following the timely creation of the ESRB's rating system? I would like to ask everyone to shut the hell up. We do have a contest going on. Do you know the answer? Be very specific.
Shadowrun?
It was not Shadowrun. I did hear the audience offer the answer, but you're not getting any free stuff now because you yelled it. Too bad. The answer was Mortal Kombat 2. The original Mortal Kombat was censored and was not rated mature because there was no rating system when it was released. Moving back to you, I should have allowed you guys to answer it, but they yelled it out. That's why I didn't give you the steal. They yelled it. All right. So, contestant number one, what would you like to choose?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Arcade for 100.
Arcade for 100. Still not even trying the 500 level question. What is the music rhythm department of Konami called? They make Dance Dance Revolution, Beat Mania, Parabara Paradise, Keyboard Mania, Drum Mania, Guitar Freaks.
Unfortunately, I haven't played a lot of those games, so I'm going to have to pass it off.
Unaware of the answer, we're going to go to contestant number two. What is the music rhythm department of Konami called?
Shamefully, I will pass two.
Two inferior players. Moving on to player number three. Do you know the answer to this?
Is Bimani?
Bimani is the correct answer for the steal! Thank you! Music rhythm games are near and dear to my heart, as anyone who listened to the Chatterbox video game radio show would know. We're going to move on. What are they? You and then you and contestant number two! All right, what would you like to choose?
Hardware 400.
Moving up, hardware. Hardware for 400. Obviously, you did your studying last evening. Hardware for 400 for what failed non-Nintendo brand console were three Zelda games created. Please, audience, hush, hush.
That would be the Philips CD-i.
All right. And that was 400. I think contestant number two is in a clear lead. We're going to move on to contestant number three. What would you like to choose?
I'll take People 200.
People do for 200, not feeling scared off by the high points that contestant number two has. This one's easy, totally easy. This hype master is responsible for several games, including Populous, Black and White, and Fable. Who is he?
Peter Molyneux.
Peter Molyneux, 100% correct. That's 200 points. There you go. The audience hasn't had a lot of questions lately. But we have more questions for the audience, too. Stick around. Did I give you 400?
Oh, yeah.
What? I gave you two reds?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good thing I got the audience keeping them honest. Whew. I never play poker. I don't know what these chips are all about. All right, contestant number one.
Hey, how much time do we have left?
Contestant number one, what would you like to choose?
That'd be hardware for 500.
Moving up, hardware for 500. What reportedly sexual PlayStation 2 peripheral was available only in Japan? And for what game was it built, please? Hush, hush in the audience. Hush, hush. Contestant number one, name that game and peripheral, please. We have people in the audience shunning you. They're throwing rocks in their minds. Virtual rocks, as it were. The gears are turning, folks. Game over is not the correct answer. All right, contestant number two, do you have a steal?
I am too PG for this this question.
Yes, you definitely fit that. Contestant number three, something tells you might have a chance.
It's a trans vibrator for Rez.
It is the Rez trans vibrator. That's so good to hear. How many points was that? What are we looking at? 500. Ooh, a steal for 500. Moving up. Only guy who's stealing stuff. So we're going to move on to contestant number two. We only have 1 minute left before the break. Hopefully you can squeeze in some more questions. Contestant number two, what would you like?
Let's finish off hardware.
Hardware for 200. Hardware for 200. What system, which originally sold for $700 and had games that cost up to or even more than $200, was basically an arcade machine in a box for your home?
This would be SNK's Neo Geo.
The Neo Geo. Beautiful. There you go, 200 points. Thank you very much. We are going to go to break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Please listen carefully, everybody, to the messages following and come back as soon as we're through. Thank you.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technologies graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
We're going to need to start this Chatterbox video game radio show, the Treasure Box Show. For those who don't know, we air out of Phoenix, KFNX 1100 AM, every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Of course, we're also streamed on the internet, and we have a podcast available to anyone in this universe with access to Earth's internet. Now, I do want to let you know, we've had lots of people, lots of vendors from the exhibition room or exhibition hall give us stuff to give away to you folks. We have, who do we have? We have Turbine. Turbine, you might know, all of our contestants, if you're interested, will get beta slots to Dungeons & Dragons Online. A very, very sought-after prize these days. So you're all going to get one of those. We also have a bunch of other stuff you can see here you're going to get. We have things from Logitech. We have items from EA Games. We have stuff from Brady Games. We have a mouse from Razer. We have Logitech mice and keyboards. We have Alien Hominid goods, the game and the figurines. All this stuff for yours just for being on Chatterbox Treasure Box. So we're going to get back to the game. Anybody remember who won the last question? It was you. That's what I thought. All right, so we're going to move on to contestant number three, continuing the Chatterbox Treasure Box. Which category would you like, sir?
I'll try people for 300.
People for 300. People's been a good category for you. Who developed Pong, founded Atari, and to some is considered to be the father of video gaming?
I can't remember his name, I'm sorry.
Can't remember his name. We're going to move on to contestant number one for the steal.
No steal here, we're going to have to pass it to two.
This is my name ninja, Nolan Bushnell.
Nolan Bushnell is the correct answer to that question. You all should be ashamed for not knowing it ahead of time. Very important character for all of us. We're going to move on to contestant number one. I'm sorry, contestant number three. Very, very sorry. Which category would you like, contestant number one?
Let's check out that potpourri.
Potpourri for 100. I keep getting out of your way, and then I have to walk back. All right. Potpourri for 100. What console game introduced controller-based force feedback with an accessory called the Rumble Pack? It's 100 points, folks. 100. 100. Do you know the answer?
The Nintendo 64.
No, the question was, what console game introduced controller-based force feedback with an accessory called the Rumble Pack? Going on for the steal, contestant number two.
Was that Star Fox 64?
Absolutely correct for 100 points and the steal. Wow, we have audience members very upset that they're not sitting in these seats. What was that? Oh, all right. I won't use that alias. So we're going to move on to the next category. What would you like, contestant number two, for your category?
I'll try Potpourri 200.
Potpourri for 200. Starting to be a loved category. What is the name of the robot that came packaged with the original NES?
That would be Rob the Robot.
That is absolutely correct. And for those who have not seen the large display, no, it's Rob, R-O-B, baby. If you go into the exhibition, you might see the Omegathon prize. There's actually two or three Robs in there. All right. I bet you knew that answer, too, right, contestant number three?
Right. Came with Gyromite?
Yes. The original package all came with the system. All right. So we're going to go right on. Which category would you like?
I'll try Potpourri for 300.
Potpourri for 300. What Dog and Rabbit private detectives starred in their own LucasArts game?
That would be Sam and Max.
Sam and Max is absolutely correct. For 300 points. LucasArts, they have a lot of fans. Nate wants to talk?
Yeah. Well, I just pretty much want to say, is there something wrong with PC?
No one is choosing the PC category. Nate had a lot to do with the input on those questions. Contestant number one, which PC category would you like to choose?
Arcade for 200.
Ah, the PC Arcade category for 200. All right, Arcade for 200. Before he was named Mario, what generic name was used for the player character in Donkey Kong? Sir?
Oh, it's too old for me. I'm sorry.
Oh! Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 21.
It's 21, 21. I got to tell you, there are still arcades in this world. Contestant number two for the steal.
Jumpman.
Jumpman! Absolutely right. This is the second time you have a steal followed up by your own question. You're stacking up those points. All right. Moving on to the other categories, Nate. There we go. What PC category would you like to choose?
Arcade 300.
Arcade for 300. And I promise everybody, in case I forget, remind me, we're going to have a question for the audience immediately after this. Arcade for 300 points, or $300. What popular sports game from Midway Games had a secret 3D battle tank-esque game built right in?
Was that NFL Blitz?
It was not NFL Blitz. Good try. We're going to go for the steal. Contestant number three. You look bedazzled. What popular sports game from Midway Games had a secret 3D battle tank-esque game built in?
NBA Jam?
It was NBA Jam! For the steal, 300 points. All right, let's go to bonus. What's the preferred category, everybody, for the audience?
TV!
That's unanimous. PC. Let's go to PC bonus question. Now, who is it that I want to answer this question? I think you were adamant about the category. Would you like to answer the question? All right, you're up. If you can't get it, though, somebody else. All right, what completely useless item could you obtain in each Quest for Glory game? Do you have any idea? Lean in.
That's your category, John.
Nate, he's all over these questions, man.
I do not have this one. I'm sorry, I don't have this one.
Does anybody in the audience think they have the answer to this? Nate, you're the qualifier for this, dude. You know the answer to this one. No, not yet. Venture the guess.
I'm just going to guess a rubber chicken.
I think that's... It is a bird. He gives me that hint. It is a bird. It's not the rubber chicken. Somebody who actually knows this, tell me.
Rush on a stick.
All right, clearly people are just stabbing at the air for this one. Nate, I'm going to go to you. I'm going to ask you the answer to this question because I have no idea.
As far as I know, in every game you could get a monocle bird.
All right, you don't start when you're doing a game show, as far as I know. What was the answer, Nate, to that question?
Monocle bird or blackbird. That's what I would have taken.
A blackbird or a monocle bird was the answer to that question. Is PC everybody's favorite category?
Yeah. No.
Still, without fail, their favorite category. Let's go back to the main board. Corner, baby, corner. All right, whose question is it? Somebody tell me. You just got that one? It's your turn. All right, contestant number three, what would you like to choose?
I'm going to go for PC for 100.
PC for 100! I think you might get this.
Yes.
What natural disaster in the SimCity game is not a real natural disaster?
Godzilla?
Also acceptable. I think monster may have been the exact phrasing. What was that, Nate? Oh, yes. We also would have accepted Gojira. But that is correct. There you go, another 100 points. Contestant number one, back to you.
I'm just going to go PC 500.
Let's do it.
PC 500, attempting to jump right into the front. And I think you might have this. You look like a player for this category. What game's soundtrack was performed by the 80s band Yes? Just say your thoughts out loud. There's no lifelines here, but just say it.
I'm just going to have to say I let Yes down a lot and pass it off to contestant two.
Pass it off. Contestant number two.
Not sure, but it should be Math Blaster.
Yeah. Math Blasters. Also a very popular title. Contestant number three. Any idea?
Solitaire? No.
Solitaire, of course, doesn't really have a soundtrack. But what a fine, fine guess. Does anyone in the audience have any idea? I see a green shirt. Homeworld, Nate. Homeworld is correct. That was a tough one, so I'm going to give you a red. Can you catch this? Oh, buddy's going to get it anyway. That's one for the audience. Audience, different system. All right. We're back. That was contestant number one's question, so we're going to go over to contestant number two. What would you like to choose?
I'll go with console 400.
Console 400. Looks like we have console players here on the show. What is the name of the suit? Quiet down, everybody. What is the name of the suit that allows Mario to turn into a statue in Super Mario Bros. 3?
That is the totally rad Tanuki suit.
The Tanuki suit, everybody. One of my personal favorites. Who in the audience knew that? Really? Raise hands. I'm so glad to be among all of us. Excellent. Was that three or four? That was a 300 question. It was 400? 400. I must have pushed that one up last minute. Contestant number three, look at the options. What would you like to choose?
I'm going to go for console 500.
Console for 500. Here you go. What Sega game for the Sega Genesis had extra hardware inside the cartridge which expanded the abilities of the system?
Sonic and Knuckles?
It was not Sonic and Knuckles, but not a bad guess. Not a bad guess considering how special Sonic and Knuckles was with the whole expansion deal. You know. Contestant number one, any idea? Or are you too young for this question?
Shoot. How about Virtua Fighter 2? I don't know.
Virtua Fighter 2. Not even close, and yet no cigar. Contestant number two, any idea?
No, I was going with Virtua Fighter as well.
Was not Virtua Fighter. Actually, Virtua Racing originally retailed for about $100. I bet you knew that one. No, didn't know that one. Virtua Racing, very powerful game. It basically turned the Genesis into a Super Nintendo, and that's a feat I never thought possible. That's right. Super Nintendo was a more powerful system, and the Virtua Racing game allowed it to be almost as powerful as Super Nintendo. I'm not a fanboy, though. Not me. Not me at all. So we're going to go on to it's contestant number one's turn now. We have 1 minute left. 1 minute left for another question. 10 seconds left. Screw that. No question for you. We're going to break, everybody. Please stay tuned for the second half of the Chatterbox Treasure Box show.
Where else are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's uat.edu.
All right, welcome back to Chatterbox, everybody. Don't forget, of course, you can go to chatterboxgameshow.com and learn all about us. On that page, you'll see UAT, University of Advancing Technology, is one of our favorite sponsors. They pay the bills around here. If you're interested in getting into the industry, you want to be a developer, an artist, whatever, you should go to uat.edu to learn about the University of Advancing Technology. Now we're going to ask a question to the audience. Console bonus. Let's do console bonus, Nate. I'm kicking it to him. Who wants it? Who wants it?
Me.
You, buddy. You need a chance here. Console bonus. Oh, you're going to love this one. In the original Legend of Zelda, Link's wooden sword is made up of how many pixels?
117.
Don't think too hard of this. Don't think too hard.
I
have no idea.
I got it.
8?
40. Incorrect. I'm going to give one more chance here.
1.
1. Also incorrect. The correct answer, there are a few acceptable correct answers. One would be, what the hell is that question all about? 2 is, I have no idea. And 3 is, why are you doing this to me? All right, sir, you got a poster there. Oh my God, we have so much stuff. Who else answered? Do you have an Xbox? You have an Xbox? Hey, he answered the question. And you? You have an Xbox too? This is not correct. What else do I have? Here you go. Spider-Man, buddy. Burnout 3, provided by EA Games. We love them. All right, we're going to go back to questions to the audience. Now, who answered the last question? Contestant number 1 gets the choice now. Is it your turn?
Yeah.
All right, contestant number 1, which category would you like?
People for 400.
People for 400. Who is the creator of the Legion of Larry series? Personal hero of mine. I once saw him speaking to Shigeru Miyamoto at the Game Developers Conference several years ago. Loves Shiggy. Big fan. He and his kids. But he created the Leisure Suit Larry series. Who is he?
I'm going to say I wasn't allowed to play Leisure Suit Larry when I was a kid.
Always with the excuses, young man. You could have worked harder. You could have snuck time on the computer without your parents knowing. Got in trouble? That's no excuse. Contestant number 2 for the steal. Who's the creator of the Leisure Suit Larry series?
I'll leave the sex questions for Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
Here we go. Sadly, I know his face, but I can't think of his name, so.
All right. I see people in the audience. Well, shout it out, buddy. Allo. Now, see, the people shouting out, they don't get it. But the people raising their hands, they get it. He wins. Allo. Al Lowe is the man behind the Leisure Suit Larry series. I don't get it. All right, you're going to get something. We're going to go on to the next question. Next question to contestant number 2. Any day now. All right. We only have a few left. What would you like to choose?
Let's go Arcade 400.
Arcade for 400. What are the names of the ghosts in Pac-Man? I bet there are a number of people. If you could just name 2. Just name 2.
Binky and Pinky.
Pinky and Pinky?
Pinky. Or Blinky. Blinky and Pinky.
You had so many options there, and I don't think... I couldn't quite understand. Try it. Try for the steal.
There's Pinky, Blinky, Inky. And that's all I can think of.
Clearly good enough for me. I only needed 2. Only needed 2. Who can tell me the 4th one? I got you and you. You both shouted out. Both shout.
Huh?
Slide. I'll give you everybody wins. Everybody wins. Arcade 400 for you.
Everyone's a winner.
There you go. And you each.
There
was a bonus there.
There was a bonus question. What was the original name of Pac-Man? Puck-Man. That's correct. Now I have another question. That's exactly right. I see a hand way in back. I'm going to choose that person. Hang on. Why was the name changed from Puck-Man to Pac-Man? And it... Come a little closer, sir. Come whisper to my ear. That's right, because you could scratch off part of the P and it might say something other than Puck-Man. Satoru Iwata, not a big fan of that word. Moving on, so many questions for everybody. What are we on now? Contestant number three? Contestant number three, what category would you like?
PC for 200.
PC, Nate! PC for 200! What defunct company developed the Fallout series?
Oh, my friends are going to hate me for this. I can't...
Do, 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 do. I lost my voice last week, folks. I don't know how I can even get that high. Take the guess.
Something where.
Whoever made that sound effect kicks ass. You were wrong. Contestant number one for the steal.
I'm going to have to duck out.
I'd like to ask the audience, or just let you know, you're all being really cool for not shouting it out. That's because you know you can get it. Contestant number two.
I am error.
He has no idea. Say it again.
No. No.
Nate tells me no. Give you a chance, buddy.
Interplay.
Interplay is the correct... We're going to accept it. That's the answer I was looking for. Go for it.
Black Isle Studios.
Black Isle Studios, Nate. How do you feel about that? Both are acceptable answers. So here's what you're doing. You win a prize? You win a prize. Thank you very much, audience, for participating. Moving on. Next question. All right. What category would you like in contestant number one?
Let's go for some more PC Insanity 300.
PC 300. Not the contestant's favorite category. In what series do you play a janitor reluctantly saving the world? Contestant number one. I see the stars in your eyes behind the sunglasses.
Just taking a stab at it. Is it at Space Quest?
Wow. Wow. Space Quest is the correct answer. There's 300 points for you. Contestant number two. There's only so many you can choose. You choose the category.
Potpourri for 400.
Potpourri for 400, Nate. What is the name of the talk radio station in Grand Theft Auto 3? Say it loud, say it proud, contestant number two.
It should be Jet Set Radio.
No. You must leave the stage immediately. Contestant number three, give me a guess. Give me a guess, loud and proud. Kate Talk? Also wrong. I know the audience has it. I'm not even looking because I'm too ashamed. Contestant number one. Nate.
It's on my business card.
Give me the guess now.
Nah, no, I don't know.
Contestant number one, even with the easiest guess on the face of the planet, I see a youngster here who would like to answer. Shout into the mic.
It's Chatterbox Radio.
It's Chatterbox Radio, everybody. Yeah, who's the host? I hear that's a good question. Laszlo, the host. Of course, I'm not Laszlo. I just do the Chatterbox video game radio show, and the names are not at all linked. Not at all. Next question. It's on you. Contestant number three. Choose your poison.
People for 500.
People for 500. That's potpourri. People. All right. I'm going to read the question, listen to what I say, not to what's on there. Two of the most popular games of the year were Halo 2 and Madden 2005. I'm going to ask you, name just one person who was involved in the development of Halo 2. Forget Madden, just Halo 2. Anyone.
How about Marty O'Donnell, the composer?
Marty O'Donnell, the music composer, was involved in the production of Halo 2. Now let me ask you this, folks. There is someone involved in Halo 2 who's been walking around today. I saw him. The lead designer. Anybody know who the lead designer of Halo 2 was? Anybody? I see nobody. Jason Griesemer. He's been in the audience today somewhere.
Radio edit listeners, the real name is Jamie Griesemer.
He's the lead designer of Halo 2. We love that guy. Lives nearby. All right, next question. Wow. Only three left. And only 2 minutes left. What do you do? We don't even know who has the most points. Contestant two, contestant three, contestant number one. You're all winners in my eyes. Contestant number one, choose your poison.
Arcade 500.
Arcade 500, close to my heart. You're going to love this one. What game company was sued by Capcom for making a game very similar to Street Fighter II during the height of its popularity? Do you know the name of that company? It's two words.
It's like something like, I'm just taking a guess, Namsoft or something stupid.
That sounds like one word to me. No, not correct. We're going to go to contestant number two. I bet someone in the audience knows this. But contestant number two, what game company was sued by Capcom for making a game way too much like Street Fighter 2? And by the way, the lawsuit was thrown out.
Midway?
Not Midway. Contestant number three, take a stab at it.
I thought you were talking about King of Fighters, but
that's the name of a game. I just want you to tell me the name of a company.
SNK? Then, or
no. No. It's not SNK. He chose poorly. No. All right. Anybody know what company was sued by Capcom for making a game too much like Street Fighter 2? And then the lawsuit didn't matter. Data East, the man in orange, is correct. Oh, wait a second. The audience is absolutely correct. There is a bonus. I see one person. Yeah, but I didn't hear it. And besides, what? Aren't you sitting down? You're a contestant. This audience, they haven't had the chance to answer enough questions.
It's World Heroes?
It is not World Heroes or World of Heroes. Hang on a second, everybody. I'm going to ask a question to a specific person. I have a person sitting down in the chair. Got an answer wrong before. King of Fighters is the suggested answer, and very, very wrong. Give you another chance here.
Fighter's History
is absolutely correct. How come there's people in the audience getting multiple questions right and other audience members don't know it? It's beautiful. We're going to go to break again, everybody. That's fine. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes after these messages. Don't forget to come back to the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. Thank you very much.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chatterbox Treasure Box video game show here live at PAX. As always, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank EA Games. We want to thank Logitech, Brady Games, Razer for all their wonderful mice, Microsoft, University of Advancing Technology. They're beautiful people. Anybody else, Nate? Did I miss somebody? The Behemoth, Mad Cats, Turbine, Upper Deck, Nintendo, Game Cloud Speakeasy was saved for the end. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. And of course, the PAX DVD specialists. Seth is the only one who I can name by name who's here. We love you, Seth, on the Handycam. I saw that. Thank you. All right. So we only have two questions left. We're going to go to contestant number two because it is your turn. You could choose either PC for 400 or Potpourri for 5. What would you like, sir?
Potpourri.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised. We'll go to Potpourri for 500. In unison, all your bass are belong to us. Is a line from what game? Let's be quiet, audience. I see him stirring. What game is all your bass are belong to us a line from?
This is the Genesis classic Zero Wing.
Zero Wing. That is absolutely correct. I do believe it was originally in the arcade and ported to the Genesis. It doesn't matter. It's famous, nonetheless. Now, unfortunately, contestant number three, you are stuck with a category I think you won't like. But I might give you a hint. PC for 400. Let's do it. World of Warcraft dethroned which game as the world's most popular MMORPG? Not really a tough question. EverQuest? That is incorrect.
Oh, I think I know what it
was. No, no more. You're shut down. Contestant number one, behind those glasses, there's a man of fear, a man of destiny, a man with very few points. World of Warcraft dethroned which game as the most popular MMORPG?
I'll just pass it off to two.
Contestant number one has not been drinking his balls. Contestant number two.
Final Fantasy XI.
Wow, that is incorrect. Who actually plays Final Fantasy XI? Oh my god, there's so many people. I need somebody who has not answered a question before. There's so many people who have tried. Hang on. You're right, it's you. Give me the answer. What is it?
Would the answer be Ultima Online?
Also incorrect. Wow. Miserable. Miserable. You've answered two. You're disqualified. Right there, I see a girl. She might have this answer. It's amazing. I didn't know we had any here at the conference. What game was dethroned by World of Warcraft as the most popular MMORPG in the world?
Lineage 2.
Lineage 2 is what she says. And I think the audience agrees. Well, the people who actually knew the answer. What are you going to say?
I think I know it.
She already got it, dude.
Oh, she did? Okay.
What'd you think it was?
RuneScape.
RuneScape?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Lineage 2, buddy. Although, I have heard people argue that it's Lineage and not Lineage 2. I am pretty sure it's Lineage 2. We're going to go with that. And who got that? Who got that? Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, my God. I almost broke the woman. All right. I'm terribly sorry, by the way, that I can't be actually passing out prizes, but you'd probably get hurt by the books and stuff. But stay tuned. All right. So we have some bonus questions. But first, we're going to go to our contestants. Contestant number one, contestant number two, contestant number three. Contestant number one. Show me your points. What do you got? Wow. A mountain of 600 points for player number one. You might even say you're one up. Contestant number two. Wow. That's a lot of points. Wow, I got 1,500. I got 2,700 points. What do you have, player number three? Let's see, I see. What, that's 10, 1,500 points. Player two is the winner. Stand up, player two. Stand up. Get up.
Get up. Stand up. Get up.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you train for this?
We looked on the internet last night.
Now, what if you came here and you found that we were actually just BSing the whole time and there was no competition, you wasted your night? What would you done?
We played some hardcore games last night.
So it was okay anyway?
Yeah, it was all good.
All right, I'm going to go contestant number three. You are winner number two. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you train for this competition?
I just racked my brain.
Racked your brain. Did you have friends helping you?
Oh, yeah, they did. Back in the hotel room, they quizzed me.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad that everybody's working together so that they can be a part of the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. You can read more info about it at chatterboxgameshow.com. It's a long URL, but worth every finger type. Contestant number one, how do you feel? You're behind, but really you're still a winner because you were here on Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Everyone's a winner today.
Everyone is a winner, even though all your bass are belong to me. We have 6 minutes left, so we're going to go to the audience with the bonus questions. I need a contestant for arcade bonus. Who wants to do arcade bonus? Who hasn't answered? You've answered, and you've answered, and I think you tried to answer one. No? Who do we got? Anybody? Have you won anything yet? All right, we're going to give it to you, buddy. It pays to be tall. Oh, wow, I love this question. How do you stop the slot machine on the beginner track of Sega's Daytona Racing? You're going to have to shout it if you know the answer. It is not hit the brake. I see another person. Just bring him over. Come close. Make room. Press the Y button. It's actually a different button. Yeah. This is an arcade question, and there's no Y button in the arcade. Hang on, hang on. I'm going to go to someone who's going to think twice about this. Besides, you already won something. You, sir.
The down button?
Don't forget, Daytona Racing had a steering wheel and no down button. Can anybody answer this very, very tricky question?
You've already tried. You've already tried.
I haven't tried this question.
You're right, Jew.
Give it a try.
Press the camera change button?
No! Nobody has this right. Metroid shirt, you already won one. Go for it. No! Oh, my God. See, there's no player one button because... You don't choose. It's not like an old school game. There's no player one or player button or player two or whatever. All right, one more try, and then I'm going to have to give it to you.
Change the radio station?
No. No. Really, do you want to try?
Yeah.
Nobody's gotten it. All right, how do you stop... Yeah, how do you stop the slot machine in Daytona Racing on the beginner track in the arcade?
The shifter?
Also incorrect. Guys, sorry. You have to press the start button. Press the start button when you see the slot machine rolling. I heard Y, I heard break. I didn't hear you say start button. So wrong. But it's all right. It's all right. We have more questions. Nate, let's go back. We're going to go to hardware bonus. I didn't even know if these are questions any good. Oh, this one's good. What? How do I pick from all the beautiful faces in the audience? I'm sorry, everybody, our camera operator would like to answer this. And the question is, what game triggered the beginning of the end for the Atari 2600 and filled more landfills than gamers' appetites?
Say that into the mic there. E.T.?
It was E.T. And you, sir, win. Cameraman behind the scenes. And thank you so much for the work you're putting in. I really appreciate it. Everybody watch the PAX DVD because we love it. We're going to go to the next question. How much time do we have left, Nate? 3 minutes. That's like a minute and a half before the closer. Let's do it. Next question. Bonus people. Oh, everybody be quiet. Recently in the news, following the hot coffee scandal, this Miami-based lawyer wants to take down Rockstar and Take-Two. Hang on. I want somebody in the back. I see you. Shout it out. Jack Thompson, everybody. Our favorite lawyer. I forgot to tell you the hint that he's a complete tool, but you got it anyway. Now, everybody be real quiet. We've got something to play for you. This is a clip from the interview we did with Jack Thompson on July 31st. Maybe it was slightly edited. Maybe. Let's play it.
You know, there are sociopaths everywhere. Some of them are in government. Some of them are at Take-Two. In fact, we got a bunch of sociopaths in Edinburgh, Scotland, sitting around in kilts, sipping their single malt whiskey, spreading racial... hurtful stereotypes in this country.
Wow, racial stereotypes, Jack. That's crazy. What else do you have to say?
What I said is that I'm collaborating with the porn industry to have live sexual intercourse on network TV with Hillary Clinton.
All right, guys, I'm sorry. That would have been so cool if our audio was working. Jack Thompson said, "You're not listening. I'm collaborating with the porn industry to have live sexual intercourse on network TV with Hillary Clinton." Those clips and more can be found at chatterboxgameshow.com, where you can hear the full, unedited 80-minute interview between myself, Nate, and the infamous Wacko Jacko. It's a jacktastic interview, everybody. You really should listen to it. We have one more bonus question. Potpourri. I don't even know if it's a good one. Oh! What's the only traditionally broadcast video game talk radio show in the world? Everybody shout it out. Everybody. Chatterbox Video Game Radio, that's us, thank you so much. There are other radio stations, but they're not traditionally broadcast, but we love them all anyway. I know, I can think of some more. First, can we play the closer? We can't play the closer because the audio is not going to work. All right, so listen, I'm going to do the closer. Once again, we have sponsors and we love them all. Gamer Graphics provided things that the audience is going to get, are going to get. Gamer Graphics stickers in a second. You put them on your Xbox, you put them on your PS2, you put them on your PSP, whatever. It's not just a sticker, baby. It's Gamer Graphics. Again, we got Logitech, we got books, we got everything. Come to me if you want to know who else sponsored us. NC Soft with Lineage 2. We've got copies of the now not most popular game. We got to go, everybody. It's been a great show, and thanks, everybody, for participating. The audience can collect their prizes. Please go to chatterboxgameshow.com and learn more about us.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.